Welcome back to another episode of Sleep Whispers. I'm Harris, and this is a podcast of whispered ramblings and whispered readings to help you to relax and fall asleep. This is episode number 19, and on the whisper menu is a curious quote about reading books. And for the meta chat, I'm gonna be telling you about some new bonus content, a couple of small changes to the podcast, an update on the podcasting equipment that I purchased and have been using, two reviews I received, and as usual, I'll share some comments from a survey response. The fade out is something new that I've not done yet, and I'm going to solve and work on a crossword puzzle. Well, I'm really not sure how that's gonna go, but I'm gonna try it. If you are a new listener, then welcome to my little world of whispers. My email is sleepwhispers@gmail.com, and my website is sleepwhispers.com. You'll find links on the website and in the show notes of each episode. If you want to take the podcast survey, write a review, or access the bonus content. All right, now on to my ramblings and readings. Here is tonight's curious quote. It is books that are a key to the wide world. If you can't do anything else, read all that you can. And that quote is from Jane Hamilton. I love books, and I love reading. When I collected that quote, I was always buying and reading books. I couldn't walk by a bookstore without going inside and at least browsing and wanting to purchase all the books. Reading used to be part of my daily life, and in a way, I guess, my daily goals. I love learning new facts and perspectives. For some reason, and I'm sure some of you are like this, is my brain, it just loves new information. This quote is an example in which the direct words or the direct meaning of the words are not true for me anymore. Although the spirit of the words are still true for me, I don't really read books anymore. That sounds so horrible to say that. I still love books. I love looking at them. I love holding them. I'm better at walking by bookstores, but it's difficult. I'd love to spend all day just snuggled up with a book, but my problem is that when I read, I can't do anything else, which, I mean, that's the point of reading, to get lost or absorbed in a whole nother world. I feel nostalgic just saying that. As I've gotten older, I have this bigger sense of guilt when I read, because it means I'm not being productive with other things, with like tasks, chores, projects, goals, I guess, also. So things like doing yard work, doing the dishes, replying to emails, like getting files on my computer organized, exercising. I've tried to read and exercise, and that just doesn't work for me. But I can listen to podcasts on my phone or watch videos on my tablet while I do some of those things. And then my brain is being like satisfied because it's getting information while my body is getting something done. So I still agree with the spirit of the original quote, which basically was that books are a key to the wide world, and to read all that you can. My brain still craves an influx of new information, but instead of getting it from books like I used to, I now just mostly get it from podcasts from my cell phone and watching videos on my tablet. And now I can expand my mind while getting stuff done. I'm not advocating that others should not read. No way. I definitely miss that peaceful relaxation. And there still is one time or one type of situation when I have dedicated reading time, and that's when I'm on vacation. I always pick out some books to bring with me, and I get so excited to read again. Nothing can replace that relaxing and satisfying feeling of snuggling up with a good book. Yeah. To the meta chat, which is me sharing feedback from you and updates from me. And what I'm going to cover tonight in the meta chat is some new bonus content. Small changes I've made to the podcast. Update on my podcasting equipment. Two reviews and comments from a survey response. I've added a new bonus content file to the bonus content site, and I got kind of experimental. So here's what I did. I took the fade out reading that I did about coconut milk, duplicated it several times, and then staggered it. So what it sounds like is that there's several of me reading that story or reading about coconut milk all at the same time. And that may or may not, I'm smiling and it makes me hard to say, may or may not. It may or may not inspiration for it was layered ASMR. So that's where artists will take, they might take whispering and combine it with crinkling and tapping and mouth sounds, and those all might start as separate recordings, and then they just layer all those together, and it can lead to a very strong response, ASMR response, or relaxing feeling, however you react to that. And so something that I like is I like layered voices. There isn't a lot of ASMR content out there where it's several people whispering at once. So this, in a way, mimics that. It almost feels like you're listening to several people in a room all whispering, and you're just in the room listening. Sort of. Now, if I remember to do it, I'm going to insert like a short, I guess like a 3 to 5 second sample right here in the podcast. But I'm going to test it and listen to it before I release it, meaning that inserted clip. And if it sounds too disruptive, then I'm not going to include it. So one, I have to remember to do this. And two, if I do it, I'm going to try to make sure, or I'm going to use my judgment as to if it's disruptive. So could be either one of those reasons why you don't hear a clip. All right. If I insert the clip, it's going to start right here.
Typically, fresh coconut milk then comes from the inconsistent silk cheesecloth of a caramel with the addition of taste and rice flour.
Alright, if I had inserted the clip, then you would have just heard it. Alright, there was one other thing I wanted to tell you about the bonus content. That I added previews, links to the previews in the show notes of each episode. So now, if you just want to open up the show notes, there should be links right there, so you can just tap those, and you will be able to immediately hear the 2-minute streaming sample, rather than having to go to the site and open up the content area, find the link, and then sample it. Hopefully, I made that a little bit easier for you. Next up on the meta chat is a couple small changes I've made to the podcast. I think I did it last week. You might have noticed, and I definitely did it this week. I cut out the, or not cut out, but I stopped. I did not explain what the curious quote was and the history of the curious quote and my journal book before jumping into the curious quote. It is probably a safe assumption that the strong majority of you are regular listeners, or you've heard some of the older episodes. So I don't really need to explain the history of the curious or the origin of the curious quote in every episode. And I also feel it doesn't really need an explanation. Like if I say, oh, here's the curious quote, and I read the quote, I don't think anyone's ever going to wonder what a quote is or what it is that I'm doing. And sometimes it's self-evident as I'm talking about the quote that it was something I collected a while ago. And that's kind of true for most people. Like, you have your favorite quotes. I don't know. So I hope that makes sense. Just seemed like one thing I could make a little more efficient in the podcast. The other change I made to the podcast is not something that you hear, but it could be something that you see. I went back to all the podcast episodes and I added information about the fade out into each title. For example, for this episode, the old title would have been Sleep Whispers, number 19. The title will now show that same beginning, Sleep Whispers, number 19. Dash, fade out, with solving a crossword puzzle. And I think this is going, or can be, helpful, because if you have a favorite fade out, it makes it easier for you to now find it. Now, if you've already downloaded any episodes, you won't see that change because my podcast feed can't communicate with a file that you've downloaded already. So if you want the full title on your saved episodes, on your downloaded episodes, you'd have to re-download that episode, and then the new title should show what the fade out is. Anyway, that was just an idea I came up with that I didn't see too much of a downside to doing that, and it could be helpful if you want to scroll back and find a certain fade out to listen to. Next up in the meta chat is an update about my podcasting equipment. So a few episodes ago, I purchased some new equipment to help reduce my editing time. And this past week was really the first time that I could test if those changes were going to result in spending less time cleaning up stray sounds in the podcast. And the good news is, it did. Yay. I feel silly to cheer in a whisper. But that's how I feel. I'm so happy that it's working out so far. I would say it's cut down my time spent editing by about half. So there's a lot less sounds that I have to find and get rid of. It's not perfect, so there's still stuff that I, whether it's my OCD or whatever, I still find some noises, or, you know, whether it's a dog barking or something, will still get into the podcast. So I still go in and remove those. It's a lot easier now. I'm gonna cheer again. Yay! I also discovered a neat little trick that I can do while I'm editing the podcast that makes doing it a lot more enjoyable. So here's why it's not enjoyable. Because what I'm doing is I'm opening up the audio file in a software program, and I'm looking at the visual representation of the audio, and I'm not always listening to it when I'm doing this editing. What I'm doing is I'm looking at the visual representation of each word and the spaces between the words for any strange shapes. So when I see a strange shape that shouldn't belong, then I highlight it and I listen to it to see, is that me making a strange noise which I want in there, like like saying yay will probably make a strange shape. And then I'll see that and I'll wonder, is that a mic bump? Is that a dog barking? What is that strange shape that doesn't fit the pattern of all the other shapes? So I just use my mouse and I highlight it and I hit play and I just listen to it, and then I know within a second if it's a sound that needs to be deleted, or it's a sound that can just stay in there. Alright. So, I'm working. This is a long ramble to tell you about this trick. So, I need to have my headphones on because I need to hear these sounds very well when I hit that play button. And I can't have music on. I can't have other headphones on. I can't have a video on my tablet while I'm doing it. But for the most part, I'm not listening to anything. I'm just highlighting occasional pieces, listening to see what that word or sound is. And with my old technique, that could take me 2 hours to do. And with my new editing workflow, I can do it in 45 minutes to an hour of look through the entire file for any strange shapes. And I'm just standing there scrolling and scrolling and looking and looking, and then a quick listen. And then scrolling and scrolling. Alright, so here's my trick to make this so much more enjoyable. And I may be the only person in the world that does something like this. I have a small little Bluetooth device. You can get them on eBay for like $5, and it fits inside my ear, and it's just in one ear, so it's almost completely inside my ear, and I can use that, or I often use it to listen to podcasts. And I usually like it just being in one ear, because then I can still hear all around me of anything else that's going on. So like sometimes at the gym, or usually at the gym, I use it there. So that way I can hear if someone else says something to me. Whereas if I had things in both ears, I'd have to hit pause or take them off or be like, oh, excuse me, what were you saying? Alright, so you might have pieced this all together so far with where I'm going with this. So what I can do is I can put my little tiny Bluetooth device in my right ear. I can start playing a podcast from my phone, and then I put my large headphones on that go around my ears and just cover up my ears. And now I can scroll and edit the audio while listening to a podcast the whole time. And so when I get to a spot where I need to listen to it, I just hit the play, and because my left ear doesn't have anything in it, I can just hear if it was a dog barking, or it was me making a strange sound in the podcast. And now I don't mind as much doing the editing. Yay! Alright, that's so nerdy. Lots of tech talk today in the meta chat. Alright, I'm gonna move on to reviews I received this week. And I received 2 new reviews. And one of those was my very first review in the Canadian iTunes store, and it was from Steph BG. And here's what this person wrote. I love this podcast. I really enjoy Harris's voice and his format. If you like whispering male voices for your ASMR, this is perfect for you. Some soft speaking might be a nice change now and then, but I really can't complain. I haven't made it through all the episodes yet, since I keep falling asleep. Thanks for all your hard work, Harris. Thank you, Steph BG, for your kind and appreciative review. And for my first review from Canada. You mentioned soft speaking, and I really like the idea of doing some soft speaking. I actually think about it often. I've decided, though, that it may not make sense for me to do it in this podcast. Especially because the name is Sleep Whispers. And also, I think I've set up the expectation, and I want to be consistent with just doing whispering in this podcast. But as you can tell, I'm kind of hinting that maybe I'll start another podcast with some soft speaking. So, I do think about that. So, it may happen. The second review I received this week was in the US iTunes store. And it was from Stephanie W. Oh no, I said that wrong. Sorry. Stephanie D.W.W. And here's what she wrote. Absolutely wonderful. I have tried so many apps, CDs, cassette tapes. That's how long it's been over the years to help me get to sleep. And Harris puts me out in minutes. I have never made it through an entire episode awake. So I have no idea what the fade-out session entails. But subconsciously, it is keeping me peacefully asleep. I rarely even stay awake through the chat session. As soon as I hear his voice, I become completely relaxed and sleep through the night. It's a life changer. You can whisper in my ears for as long as you want, Harris. Thank you. Well, thank you, Stephanie DWW, for your very sweet and wonderful words. And of course, it's a compliment and good news that you have never heard a fade out. That's great. And did you say cassettes? Wow. You have been struggling with sleep for a long time. Do you remember having your cassette player eat your cassette, and you try to pull the cassette out of the player, and it would just pull all the tape out of the cassette, and then you'd just be holding your favorite cassette with all the tape just spilled out like entrails. Alright, that was a gross metaphor. Sorry. Oh, yeah. I don't really miss cassettes. Yay for streaming music and podcasts. Thank you both for your very kind reviews. If anyone else is interested in rating and reviewing this podcast, there is a link in the show notes and on the website. All right, and we'll finish up the meta chat with talking about survey responses. I received one new survey response this week, and it was extra exciting because if you remember, I made a slight change to the first survey questions. So you now have the option to put in a real or fake name so I can address you personally. So the survey that I received this week was filled out by Jasmine. So it feels so good to be able to have a name or to kind of thank someone a little more personally for taking the time to fill out the podcast. To fill out the podcast survey. And thank you, Jasmine, for what you put into your podcast survey. You wrote something very supportive and encouraging. When I opened up your survey, I normally expect, you know, that there's going to be some helpful feedback about the logistics of the podcast. But you provided me with something uplifting and a bit more personal, and it was helpful. So thank you for that. I will share Jasmine's survey comments in the near future, because I'm sharing everyone's comments in the order at which they come in. So in this episode, I'm sharing the comments from survey number 15. The person who filled out this survey typed in comments to four of the questions, and I'm going to read all this person's comments at once, and then I'll share some of my comments about it, because their comments are very succinct. So here is what they shared for the question: which section do you enjoy the most? This person selected the meta chat and then gave this comment: I like your input for the question, which section did you enjoy the least? They did not select any of the sections, but they did type in a comment, and this is what they put: I like all of it. For the question which asked about did they have any weaknesses or suggested changes to the podcast, this person put: none. And then finally, when asked about what do you think are the strengths of the podcast, this person typed in the comment: your relaxing voice. Thank you to the person who filled out this podcast survey, and thank you for your comments. And this is a great example or an opportunity for me to highlight that it really is not vital to write a lot of comments. The majority of the survey is just tapping multiple choice questions, and the comments are optional. Plus, this person kind of reminds me of me if I was in my bed with my iPhone and I was sitting there deciding, hey, I'll take the survey on my iPhone. I hate typing on my iPhone. I hardly ever reply to emails on my iPhone or send long texts. It's everything is as few words as possible. So, if I had filled out any survey on my iPhone, I would just typed in very short, precise answers. So, I completely understand. If anyone else is interested in completing the survey, there is a link in the show notes and on the website. For the fade out and the tuck in. So the fade out is something to help you to fall into a deep sleep if you're still awake at this point. Tonight's fade out is going to be you listening to me solve a crossword puzzle, and the inspiration for this was from the survey of the one I read tonight for the short comments, because I checked to see what this person selected as their favorite fade out. And they selected browsing a garden and patio catalog. So that inspired me to be creative, instead of just doing a whispered reading, to do something that had that concept of when I did the catalog. And I think, like, for me, I know why I find things like that relaxing. And it's a common thing for people who enjoy ASMR. But when I'm browsing a catalog, it involves that I'm very focused on something. And I'm also kind of thinking aloud. And I like those kinds of ASMR videos. And in the real world, I love watching someone, like, even just browse through the apps on their iPhone and kind of mumble to themselves while they're doing it. So anyway, I was trying to think of what I could do that'd be kind of different, but different from just a reading, but similar to the catalog. And so I came up with the crossword puzzle idea. And there's two other reasons why I like this idea. One is it includes counting, because I'll be describing how long each word is to you. So if it's a 5-letter word, I'll be saying, like, oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 letters in this word. And I've seen ASMR videos where people are counting things, and some of these are unintentional videos, like maybe they're showing you their collection of something, so it's focused attention, and it's counting, and I know I enjoy that, so I like that aspect, that I'd be doing some counting in this. The other thing that I like about this idea is that I'm going to be using a word a lot, which I like the sound of, and the word is blank. I really didn't have any idea that I liked the sound of the word blank until I was just kind of testing this idea, and so I practiced on doing just a couple words on a crossword, and I realized that I'd be saying that word a lot. Blank, blank, blank. R. Blank, blank. Oh, I was like, hey, that's a good ASMR word. I like that. So, those were all the reasons why I'm kind of excited to do this idea. There is one thing, though, that I don't know if it doesn't excite me or it worries me, but I don't do crossword puzzles. So, I don't know how this is going to go for how well I'm going to do at the crossword puzzle. I found some online crossword puzzles, and so I just looked at them quickly, and they didn't look like they were top level New York Times brainiac kind of crossword puzzles. So I'm hoping I can solve some of the words in this crossword puzzle. So we'll have to see. I don't know. Alright. Now it's time for the tuck-in. Go ahead and turn your lights off. Shut the screen off on any mobile devices you have. Adjust your pillow so it feels just right. Adjust your sheet. Covers just the way you like them. Find your most comfortable position. Try rolling on your side. Try laying on your back. Or try laying on your front. Whichever feels the most comfortable for you. Now relax the muscles in your legs. In your arms. In your shoulders. And allow your body to your bed. Think about one good thing from today. Something good that happened to you. Something good someone did for you. Or something good you did for someone else. This will be the happy thought it out. Now finally, relax your body fully. Focus your mind on that one happy thought. And breathe in and out slowly at a pace that feels relaxing. One across, toast, topping, one, two, three, four letters, it's not jam, it's not jelly, it's not butter, I'm not sure. Five across, not healthy, one, two, three letters, maybe bad, no, it's not bad. Eight across, enclosure, one, two, three, four letters, enclosure, a fence, a yard, yard, brackets is too long, yard, no, it's not yard. Enclosure. Twelve across. Star Trek captain. One, two, three, four. I did watch Star Trek, but I'm not an Uber Trekkie. Jim. William Shatner for the first TV series, but it's only four letters, and then there's Jean-Luc Picard, Star Trek captain, yeah, I think his name was Jim on the TV show, Captain Kirk, Jim, Kirk. This one I feel the most confident about so far. Yes, K-I-R-K. I just got my first word. And it shows you if it's incorrect by a red letter. And if it's a correct letter, it's a black letter. So, these came up as all black letters. 13 across. Golly. One, two, three letters. G-E-E, I'll try that, G-E-E, house. Follow orders. 1, 2, 3, 4 letters. Maybe obey. Correct. Fifteen across. Used logic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 letters. Used logic. Maybe the logical. O-G-I-A-L. No, that's 7 letters. Rational. R-A-T-I-O-N-A-L. I think that might fit. Let's try it. So the R came up correct, but the A was not correct. So it starts off with an R. Used logic. On to the next one. 17 across. Entice. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 letters. Paid notices. 1, 2, 3 letters. No, I don't know. 19 across. In support of. 1, 2, 3 letters. In support of. Oh, how about pro? P. No, it's not pro. Wow. I felt very good about that. Support of. Twenty across. Locked. L. Oh. I start spelling the word. 20 across is locked. And it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 letters. Carried is too long. Dragged is too long. Brought is too long. All right. I'm going to try some downwards now. B. because I've gotten 4 words across, and it might be easier now to do some downwards because I have some letters to use. One down. Gumbo ingredient. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 letters. And we have 2 letters filled in. It's blank. Correct. 2 down. Told a fib. And the word is blank. I blank blank. So I think that would probably be lied. Let's try that. LIED is correct. 3 down. Important times. Down authorizes blank K blank. Perhaps OKs. I'll try that. 15 across. Used logic. And it now shows R E blank S blank 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 blank. So my guess reasoned. R E A S. down is a lack of knowledge. And it's blank G. Seven down. Seven down. The clue is commanded. And it's blank. E. D. Lead might be a good guess. Seven down. L. Yep, commanded is led. Eight down. Denver's state. Blank. O. L. Sense, but seems too short. Denver's state. Oh, I'll try it. See what happens. Now the B did not come up. The B was wrong. Denver's. Oh, I was thinking about this wrong. Colorado. Let's try that. C works. C. O. L. Nine down. Richard Blank. And it's four letters. And it's blank E R blank. Gear seems like the best guess. G, that works. E R E. Yep, that works. Eleven down. Gazed at. Four letters. Blank. Y. E. Blank. Gazed at. Maybe eyed. I'm trying E. Y, E, D. Alright, let me go back and look at some of the initial ones I couldn't get going across. One across was a four-letter word for toast topping. And our clue now is O L blank O. So that seems like it should be Oleo. Alright, that came up correct. Five across. A three-letter word for not healthy, and the word is now fully filled in, and I feel silly for not getting that one. The answer was ill. I-L-L. Eight across was a four-letter word for enclosure, and that one is now fully filled in, and it was cage. Eighteen across. It's a three-letter word for paid notices, and it's A D blank. I don't know. ADD, paid notices. No, I'm not sure. But the last letter of that, shares, the last letter of three down. Three down is a four-letter word for important times, and it shows E R A blank. Eras might be a good guess. Yep, that was correct. And so now, 18 across, the three-letter word for paid notice. practices is ads. So I think what that means is it's short for advertisements. So paid notices. I understand it now that I see the word. Across is a three-letter word for in support of, and I initially thought it was pro, but now we have some more clues. In support of, three-letter word, blank. Seems like a good guess. Yep, and that one worked. 20 across was a five-letter word for lugged, and it's now showing as blank. I think toted might be a good guess. Yep, and that worked. The top third of the crossword puzzle is now filled in. I hope you are deeply relaxed, or even better, deeply asleep. Good night.